whatever word you like. Loving as Christ loves. One of the factors is the understanding of Scripture by the power of the Spirit. People, you've got to continually, I've got to continually add that because there are people who know the Scriptures and they're never going to reach maturity. But yet they know Scripture. So it's not just the knowing of Scripture that leads to growth, but it's when we allow the Spirit to reveal Scripture to us, that leads to growth. Testing of your faith leads to growth. There are a lot of things that lead to your spiritual growth and relationship, not just one, but this is one. This is one. Look at Acts 20 with me, please, a moment. Acts chapter 20, Acts. It's a recording of Acts, not much truth or doctrine or dogma taught, just the Acts that occurred. Acts 20, 32. Acts 20:32. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. And now I command you, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, there it is, what I'm properly understanding it, which is able to build you up and give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Look at 1 Peter. Go back to Revelation and put it in reverse and you'll come to 1 Peter. 1st and 2nd John, then 1st and 2nd Peter. We look at 1st Peter chapter 2. 1st Peter chapter 2. Let's look at verse 2. We'll read verse 1. Therefore, putting aside malice, guilt, hypocrisy, envy, slander. That describes most Christians. That describes the practice of most Christians right there. Malice, guilt, hypocrisy, envy, slander. Like newborn babes, verse 2, long for the pure milk of the word, that by it you may grow in respect to salvation. If you have indeed tasted the kindness of the Lord. We're studying that kindness right now in spiritual love. Okay, point 6. Gotta run out of time here. Jerry's gonna be standing up and looking at me in a minute. Point 6. We study the Scriptures so we might know His plan. It's revealed, and the Spirit will reveal it to you. But it takes the Spirit to understand His plan. Point 7. So that you will know Him. The blessings of knowing Him. People, if you love someone, you marry someone. Just get a marriage couple weeks ago. You marry someone. Okay, we're married. That's it. Boom. I don't want to see you again. That's it. We do it. We love. We know each other. We love. And if we really stick around, we're not going to like each other anymore. So let's just stop it right here. No. You love someone, people. You want to learn more and more and more about them. You want to learn them, experience them in all kinds of circumstances. Good, bad, adventurous, boredom. You want to see them, experience them, enjoy them, learn about them in all kinds of circumstances. Watch them grow. Watch this happen. Watch that happen. How much more in our relationship with God? Just knowing Him. He's invisible. Just knowing Him is a blessing. Knowing Him, encouraged by our faith when there's that understanding of who and what He is, our view of God encourages our faith, and the Scriptures lead us to that. We don't have time, but if you'll look at Philippians 3, verses 8 through 11. And if you'll note in verse 8 there, the knowing of Christ. Again, though, how do we properly know Him is the issue. And that takes the leading and illuminating ministry of the Holy Spirit. Point 8, this is the last one. Point 8, just the effect of Scripture on the soul. Again, if it's illuminated by the Holy Spirit. The effect of Scripture on the soul. Please look with me at Psalm 19. Psalm 19. How many books in a bookstore? How to deal with stress? How to deal with worry? How to deal with this husband? How to deal with this wife? How to deal with your children? How to deal with your parents? How to deal with your lover? How to deal with them in menopause, how to deal with them at this time, how to deal with them in this age, how to deal with them in their 20s, and then in their 30s, and then in their 40s. I mean, you've got 1,000 books in dealing with that. I mean, it's, wow, you go crazy trying to deal with people. And all these books, and the frustrations, and all that, it's so simple. You don't need all of that. All right, Psalm 19, verse 7. the law of the Lord is perfect. Now remember, you have two different understandings of law, the Mosaic law,